Joining us, we have Kristen Wyatt, a reporter with the Associated Press, and John Frank with the Denver Post. Kristen, talk about some of the bills you're going to be covering in the next few days.
The Senate gets real interesting. They are going to take up one of the most controversial bills, potentially, of the session. They've been mulling it. They keep working on it, rewriting. This is a ban on drone usage by police. It's interesting, the FAA just set a new policy for commercial use of drones. This is about how cops can use them. Can they use them for surveillance? Do they need a warrant? Cops say, but we need them to do things like fire prevention and finding victims of car accidents. So this could be potentially really thorny for lawmakers to come up with a nice way to do this. Another thing that the Senate has that is really up in the air is a ban on powdered alcohol. This is a product that doesn't really exist yet in stores. The House has voted to ban it. There's some question what Republicans will make of this. It has run into opposition. Some Republican states have already passed these bans. Some states with a lot of Republicans have folks who say, look, this is silly for government to go around banning things before they even exist. This is a waste of our time.
And neither of these issues really fall along party lines, right?
Absolutely not. You're going to see people on either side for both of these, so it's going to be real interesting to watch.
John, you've been covering some issues that really have fallen along party lines. Can you talk about that?
Last week, we had the budget fight, which is one of the biggest partisan fights of the session so far. And instead of going to a conference committee on some of these early supplemental spending bills, the Senate just voted to stop negotiating at all. And this impasse so early in session on a supplemental bill is sending signals about what kind of fights we're going to have this session. And it's a bigger deal than the bill itself.
And what do you think that means going into the fracking debate? A lot of oil and gas bills haven't been introduced this session, and lawmakers say they're waiting for this oil and gas task force to come back with recommendations in the next few days.
Fracking's the elephant in the room this session. It's the bill no one's talking about, but it's on everyone's mind. And it is because of this wait-and-see approach to Hickenlooper's oil and gas task force. But the big question is, when they finish the report this week, is will it be enough to keep issues off the ballot in 2016 and satisfy both sides, whether it's the folks who want fewer regulations on fracking or the people who want more restrictions at the local level?
It'll be interesting in the final latter half of the session to see how much oil and gas does dominate the discussion here.
The Senate advanced a bill making local governments pay out when people limit some drilling procedures, and that raised a lot of hackles. And Democrats are saying, hey, if you're going to make us pay people for making their minerals less valuable, what about their neighbors who their property values go down because a drill just went up next door? What about those folks? So I think that's going to be another thing that just goes through the Senate, dies in the House. Everybody, John mentioned, is just waiting. Once we get the nothing probably that it says, then we'll go forward and see if there's any progress that can be made.
Thanks. That was Kristen Wyatt, a reporter with the Associated Press, and John Frank with the Denver Post. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.